must work. Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. The Barrett Town Juvenile Correctional Center in St. James has been transformed into a modern state-of-the-art facility. This following the completion of construction work, which got started March this year and was completed within 5 months. The 11-bed state-of-the-art facility is equipped with 3 cells to house both male and female wards of the state.
It has a recreational area where children at the center will be able to meet with their family or attorneys. It has bathrooms, it has living accommodation that is complete with toilet facilities. The living quarters can accommodate 11 children. 2 cells are for male children, and 1 cell is for female children.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison. Financing for the project was made available through the Petrocaribe Fund to the tune of $21.5 million. The project, which falls under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, was carried out by the National Works Agency.
The Baritone Juvenile Center project involved the construction of a reinforced concrete building with minor block walls. After casting the foundation, they were required to supply and erect form, cast the walls and roof slab. The building accommodates openings for the formwork, which was filled with timber blockouts to facilitate the formation of openings, that is, the doors and windows. These openings were subsequently grilled. It was also equipped with state-of-the-art plumbing, toilet, and shower facilities.
The Barrett Town Juvenile Correctional Center is also equipped with closed-circuit television CCTV cameras located on the cell block and the perimeter of the building for 24-hour remote monitoring. The center is expected to be commissioned into service following visits from officials who will then inspect the facility and determine its readiness.
And the visits are to be made by representatives from the Correctional Service, the Children's Advocate, and representatives from the United Nations.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and already over 44,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
Everybody must work. Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore Jeep justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness. Restore give justice.
My brethren, the one to one, the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.